One of the front runners for Defensive Player of the Year as a rookie is T.J. Watt. His Steelers took up the Colts 20-17 this afternoon. He joins us now. T.J., congratulations on the win, and thank you so much for taking some time.
Thank you for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, so what was the change defensively? You guys are down 17-3, and then the rest of the way, you really keep Jacoby Brissett in check. What changed for you guys?
We just really wanted to get pressure, and I think anytime you pressure the quarterback and get him down, it's going to help the back end out a lot. And like we always say, rush and coverage go together, so we switch some things up schematically to get after the quarterback and make sure we got him down.
You know, this team, I mean, the reputation's always been, and I know you're a rookie, that, man, this is offensive explosion. And while there's so many weapons, I think one of the great changes in the NFL this year is how you the energy and explosion your defense is playing with. This is the best 22 in the league, in my opinion. This practice, there's got to be a confidence growing on the defensive side of the ball. Am I correct?
Definitely. I think anytime you are winning back-to-back and you're just winning, I think confidence is going to grow. And anytime you're playing at a high level, we'll definitely get in the film and check this game out. But we're just happy to get out of here with the win on the road.
Is it important, and I mean this as a compliment to Ben, was it important that you guys, at teams, to go in knowing that the quarterback doesn't have to throw for 350 and 3 and 4 touchdowns weekly to win? That's got to be a good thing, correct?
Yeah. We just want to handle our business as a defense. We really pride ourselves on holding the offense, the other team's opponent's offense in check, and that will definitely help out our offense as well. But we're never worried about our offense scoring points.
We're chatting with T.J. Watt after his Steelers took up the Colts 20-17 this afternoon. T.J., of course, you come in a great rookie class in terms of your own team. Juju Smith-Schuster, another great afternoon. What's it like coming into the league with him, and what have you thought of him so far this year?
He's been doing a great job. I think both of us are just trying to come in and make an impact in any way possible and try to do whatever is asked of us. And I think Juju's doing a great job of that. As you can see, he's having a lot of success this year.
How important, I mean, do you guys, is it too early in the season to be talking about home field advantage, or is it just a week-to-week thing?
To be honest with you, we're just going week-to-week. We have a short week here, so we're going to get in the film room tomorrow, check out the game that we just played, and then move on to this week's game on Thursday.
We're chatting with T.J. Watt after a 20-17 Steelers win over the Colts this afternoon. Hey, T.J., one question not related to your team. So are your Badgers going to get into the college football playoff?
They definitely have the schedule for it. They'll have a tough test this week against Michigan and then against Minnesota, but I think if they get to the Big Ten championship, they'll be fine.
Life's pretty good. Wisconsin, Pittsburgh, a lot of national championship, Super Bowl championship hopeful. Life's good in the Watt household, man, and congratulations. What a great impact you've made already. Keep it rolling and stay healthy, my friend.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it a lot.
Appreciate it.